We have some special guests in the studio with us right now from La Caparal Valley FFA chapter, Alex Callen and Callie Borman. Thanks for coming in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. All right. So I'm a city kid, and you guys are going to have to educate me a little bit on what FFA is all about. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, Alex.
I'm Alex Callen. I'm a senior at the La Caparal High School. Parents are Dan and Heidi Callen. This is about my fifth or sixth year in FFA ever since I've been able to join FFA. I've been at FFA. This year I'm actually the president of our FFA chapter. So
you moved up.
Yeah, I moved up.
All right. Good. What other activities are you in at La Caparal, Alex?
At La Caparal, I'm in the student council, and I'm on the trap shooting team as well.
Okay. You like trap shooting?
Yep.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Callie, how about you?
My name is Callista Borman. Am I too far away?
Yep, that's all right. That's good.
My name is Callista Borman, and I live near Madison. I'm a 10th grader, and my parents are Matt and Brenda Borman.
Okay. What other activities? Or you're an FFA.
I'm an FFA. I'm on the tennis team, dance team, track team. I'm in Yes Team, FCCLA, swing choir, and student council.
All right. Any other things you're in? That's
probably
a lot. Okay. When do you sleep?
Oh, acid builders.
Oh, there we go. Acid builders is fun. I know a little bit about that. So, cool. So, let's talk a little bit about FFA. What is it about?
FFA, people get the impression that FFA is just for farm kids, which it's actually not. The past couple years, they've gotten more into getting other people that aren't ag kids or farm kids in FFA. If you go to contests, there's a lot of different contests. I know if you're like a farm kid, there's a lot of farming contests, but actually in FFA there's photography contests, there's speaking contests, judging contests, floriculture, all sorts of different contests. You name it, you can have it. And also with FFA is you do an ACT, which kind of, it basically shows how you are making money. And my ACT would be my cattle farm, but that's where city people can get involved, is you don't need to have agriculture. We actually went over this last week in class, where some kids that don't grow up on a farm, and in town I know one kid had a lawn mowing business, some landscaping, different types of things like that you can do in FFA. So it's not just for farm kids only.
Okay. Callie, why'd you get involved in FFA?
I don't know. I just lived on a farm and it seemed like something fun to do, so I figured I'd join it.
Okay. Still have the blue coats, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. That's how I know that that kid's in FFA. Okay.
I don't think those coats have changed in the past how many years.
Really? No. They haven't, huh?
No.
Maybe there's a good reason for that, huh?
Yeah.
Usually a national convention isn't there, with COVID going on, I suppose.
Yeah, it got canceled. It'd be last year.
Okay.
Or it'd been this fall. It got canceled, and it's virtual, I believe, this year.
Okay, have you ever been to one?
No.
Okay. Hopefully next year, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Callie, tell us, you got something coming up here the FFA group at La Caparal is doing. Why don't you start it?
We have a corn drive coming up on Monday. And we're just asking farmers if they can donate some corn to us at the local elevators, and we'll have people going around on with trucks and grain carts, and we're going to be donating to an organization that helps farmers in need.
Okay. And what Monday is that?
It's Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Oh, it's next Tuesday. I'm
next
sorry.
Next Tuesday, yep.
That's okay.
It's
Tuesday. Okay,
yeah,
Tuesday
the 13th.
Tell us a little more about that then.
So what we're doing this year is there's going to be people driving around with their pickups and gravity wagons getting corn, and also there'll be people stationed at Cargill and Madison at the outbound scale, and there'll be people stationed at Bellingham. I'm not exactly sure where they're going to be stationed yet, but in Madison, I know we'll be at the outbound scale. We'll be handing waters to truck drivers that are willing to donate some corn. And how that's going to work is I've been coordinating with Lynn over in Cargill, and he's got a slip made out for us for what we're going to do is we're going to take down the customer's name, their ticket number, and then how many bushels they'd like to donate, and then we'll take that ticket and we'll bring it back to the office, and then they'll take that many amount of bushels off that truckload. So that's kind of how we'll be doing it that way if you would like to donate at Cargill in town. And I'm guessing Bellingham will be similar as well.
Callie, what do all the proceeds go to then? I mean, what do you use it for at Cabral FFA?
So the proceeds are going to go to an organization that helps farmers that are dealing with natural disasters or injury or just horrible things that happen to them. And it like supplies manpower for them during harvest season so they can get through that.
Oh, that's a good cause there.
Yeah, it's called Farm Rescue, and it works through Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Iowa.
Awesome. Good cause for that, isn't it? So, well, I appreciate you guys doing that. So, when is it again?
Tuesday the 13th.
Tuesday the 13th of October, and that goes all day, I suppose. There's no time on
that. We'll probably start. We'll probably be starting around 8, 9 o'clock, and we'll be going until 3:30.
How many members do you have at out at La Caparal Valley for FFA, roughly?
Roughly 50 or 60 or
Yeah, now? I was going to say about 50 or 60 members.
Oh, wow,
members.
That's a good group.
So, yeah, we got about that many with some of the different things that we do. Is we have the fruit sales coming up.
Oh.
So if you'd like to buy some fruits, cheese, puffins, or beef sticks, you can get a hold of one of the FFA members at La Caparal, and we can get you an order form and take your order and get some fruit for you guys.
Good. I like fruit. Do you like fruit?
Yeah.
bananas, my favorite. What's your favorite?
Probably apples.
Oranges.
Oh, we got a different opinion, all three of us. Okay, good. And so that's going to be coming up, what month?
Yeah, I'd
before
say.
Before Christmas?
Yep, I think the order forms are going out. Typically what we like to do is I think we turn the order forms in, I believe, after Thanksgiving. Or one of the main, I believe it's after Thanksgiving, just so we can get orders when we have family down or whatever, we can get them ordered. Okay. So I think the order forms will be coming out in the next couple of weeks, and we'll probably be selling for a month. So.
Okay. Real good. Well, thanks for coming in. Tell us about FFA and if you're listening out there, farmers, support the FFA on Tuesday the 13th, right?
Yeah.
You bet.
All right. Just wanted to check with Callie there. So. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Alex Callen, president of the La Caparal Valley FFA Club, and Callie Borman. Are you an officer, Callie?
Yeah, I'm the reporter.
What's a reporter do?
I just kind of...
Report?
Yeah. Okay. Talk to, the newspapers and stuff.
Oh, cool. Good. Well, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you.
Thank you.